السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم صلى الله تعالى على أصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. My respected brothers and elders, this is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allowed us to pray our Asr Salat with Jamaat. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that glad tidings to those people who establish Salat in the cool hours, the cool Salats. Whoever establishes the cool Salats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given Basharat, you know, of Jannah to that person. So this, one of the cool Salat is Salat of Asr. So my respected brothers, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever a person he does in his life, whatever he could, the capability that he has, all of that has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. There's no might or power which would allow a person or any entity to do anything good or prevent himself from anything bad except for the power and might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to have this yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is controlling everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created these seven heavens and the earth and the things that we don't even know of, the ghaib and the, you know, zahir, all of that except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of it. And the seven heavens and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put its existence on certain criteria, you know. And it comes in hadith, meaning more or less, that when there will be last person who will be saying, Allah, Allah, he might have just an iota of iman in his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to sustain all of these seven heavens and the earth, all of these satellites and the planets and all of these things that we see all around us. They, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, you know, sustain all of this. So the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to an amount of iota is sustaining the seven heavens and the earth. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not need anything of it. There are elements in the sky and the planets that if you just bring 1 kilogram of that element on the face of this earth, and you combine all the gold that has been mined and has to be mined up until Qiyamah, and you gather that together, the price or the value of that element of 1 kg that you would bring, you know, it will be more than all the cost of the gold of this world. So all the reserves and all of those things, all these countries that are running, just 1 kilogram is enough. But it's there, just hanging over there. We can't reach it. You know, it will take a lot of time and a lot of energy to go. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is khazain. If He wants, He can expose it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keeping it, you know, control to show that all of these is zayyin as-sama, you know. It's just a beautification that I've done. These chandeliers that you see, the sky and the heavens that you're seeing in the night, all these skies, it's just a simple decoration for an earth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not even value enough, you know. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there was enough value, even to equal that of a mosquito wing, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have given a sip of water to a kuffar. So just to decorate a little bit of earth, which does not even amount to, you know, a mosquito wing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this muzayyan for us. You know, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His khazana are immense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, in hadith a kudsi, meaning more or less it comes, that, O son of Adam, you should, you know, do not be fearful of constraint, you know, risk, as long as my treasures are full. And my treasures, they do not get empty, you know. They're always full. Do not be fearful of a king or a tyrant, as long as my kingdom exists, and my kingdom does never ceases, you know. O son of Adam, I sustain the seven heavens and the earth. Would it be difficult for me to provide a loaf of bread to you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is feeding us. Allah has created us. It's not difficult for us, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sustain us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He expects from all of these ni'mats, you know, that He has given to Bani Adam, is that they say, you know, Alhamdulillah, just be thankful to Allah. Allah is not in need of anything. O son of Adam, I have made oppression haram on myself, and I have made oppression haram on yourself. So do not oppress each other. O son of Adam, all of you are naked except for the ones whom I provide clothes. So ask me for clothes, I will provide you clothes. O son of Adam, all of you are hungry except for the one whom I feed.
So ask for food from me, and I will feed you all. O son of Adam, if the first of you and the last of you, if all of your hearts are replaced by the best of you, and all of you become subservient to me, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will not increase an iota in the kingdom of Allah. If the first of you and the last of you, you know, if all of your hearts are replaced by the best of you, you know, and all of you go against me, you know, the worst of you and all of you go against me, it will not decrease an iota in my kingdom. If the first of you and the last of you and the jinns of you and the ins of you, all you gather together on a sector of land, and you ask me all of your needs, all the needs, in your language, in your dialects, in your, you know, however you want it, from the mother's milk to kafan, you know, all of those needs, even before that, if you ask all of those needs together, I can fulfill them at once for all of you. And it will not decrease in my treasure to the amount of water that would decrease if you dip a needle in this immense ocean, you know, and you take it out, and a drop that would come out of the tip of it, that even to that amount, Allah's treasure will not be decreased. Because Allah's treasure is complete. It doesn't have to be increased or decreased. You know, it's perfect. Somebody asked, you know, a person like me asked that, why it doesn't increase? You know, I understand that it doesn't decrease, but why it doesn't increase? He said, you know, if it has to be increased, it means there was a deficiency in it. That's why it has to be decreased. Allah's treasures are perfect, you know. Allah's treasures are perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect in His creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect in everything. Yesterday we were coming from the ocean. Somebody sent me a small clip of a rig in the, you know, in the ocean, inside the ocean, deep down. And he was showing that if there's a powerful torch, if you use it here, it'll create a day here. It'll be as bright as sun, you know. Such powerful torches are created. And you take those torches inside the ocean, inside, deep inside, and you won't be able to see even 10 meters. This is how dark it is, because the medium is not there. Imagine you're not the darkest of the night, dark, where your hand cannot, you can't even see your own hands. On that dark night, on the blackest of the mountain, on the blackest of the stone, if an ant is walking on it, a black ant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see the footsteps of that ant from Arshim Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see the footsteps, can hear the footsteps of that ant from Arsh. Allah can hear the heartbeat of that ant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows what thoughts are going inside that ant's, you know, brain, and what is going out. Allah is, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's perfection is immeasurable, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond our continuum of time and space, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond our dimension. We are restricted by these three dimensions, you know, and this body and this timeline. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond these things. Allah has created these things. Allah knows how many continuum of time and space Allah has created. It is only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are restricted. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, and He says that my ma'rifat, that, you know, this is obligatory upon us, because this is the objective of our life, that we recognize Allah. Allah has said that I have not created ins and jinn except that they worship me. And ulama, they say the worship here actually means to recognize Allah, that who my Rabb is. And the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you know, just like if the sun comes out, you know, nobody has to explain it. Nobody has to give a dalil that sun is out. Sun is out, sun is out. There's no proof you have to give. Similarly, when the iman and the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it goes into the heart of a person, you know, you don't have to, it's apparent. And it translates into Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the manifestation of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart of a person. That you will see that it manifests as in the form of surah, which is the appearance. His appearance will change when the ma'rifat of Allah will enter inside his heart. Similarly, his lifestyle will change. Yeah? His dealings will change with people. His character will change. And the highest form of it, when the iman is filled up and the effort takes place and the ma'rifat goes into and your heart gets absorbed into it, then that person achieves, You know that sarira of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the fikr for this ummah, the pain, the kulan, you know, the bechani, you know, the restlessness that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. It is a direct manifestation of an iman of a person. When a person, he sees a sin happening in front of him and his heart does not change, it is a sign there is a problem. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, you know, when a good deed makes you happy and a bad deed makes you sad, then, you know, verily you are a mu'min. And a person, he sees a bad deed happening and nothing is happening inside, there's a problem. That is why the effort of iman has to take place. He has to reach that, he has to understand, get that ma'arifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of his recognition. And how does he do it? He gives da'wat. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they came on the face of this earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, through them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the heart of people by when Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam used to give da'wat to people. They used to call people. And even before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he trained Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He said in the Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, we have revealed to you the incidents of the past Anbiya, so that your iman becomes strong, you know. You become steadfast. And Musa alayhi salam, when he approached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first question was that, what is in your hand, oh, ya Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? And he said that, ya Allah, this is an asa. I graze sheep and I break the leaves. I take, you know, support from it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that, throw it. So he enumerated all the benefits, all the position, the whatever position he had. We also enumerate the benefits, you know. My shop, my work, my family, my lineage, my all of these things. I also, you know, tell the benefits straight away. Who are you? And I'll start to think, oh, you are an engineer. And I will talk all the fazail. Yeah, I'm an engineer. I'm doing this. I'm taking care of this project. I'm just all of these. You know, this is human nature. You know? So you reveal everything out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, throw it. He threw it. It became an azdaha, you know, a dragon. And now, all of those things that I thought is in my position, my house can become azdaha for me. My possessions can become an azdaha for me, can become a snake, can be manifested by Allah at any time. The things that I'm thinking will benefit me, can harm me as well. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, grab this dragon from its neck. And when Musa alayhi salam, he complied, it became Sarsavian again. So the two flips, you know, two sides of the coin got completed. That what you think will benefit you, we can put harm into it. And what you think will be harmful to you, we can put again benefit into it. So this is the story of me and everyone, my respected brothers. These stories of the Quran from Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is for me and you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he had the best of the understandings. But this Quran has come until Qiyamah, you know. So we have to make effort on this. We have to make effort on whom? On myself. How? What iman I have to bring? I have to bring iman. Allah has made the hukum in the Quran that you have to bring iman like the nas, like sahaba kiram ajmain. That the people, who are those people? Sahaba kiram ajmain. They sacrificed. They denied their khabd, you know, their nazar. They say that the yaqeen of khabar was so much ingrained into it of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that denied whatever was their experience or their evidences or whatever they could see even. That, ya Rasulullah, if you have said, then that is true. That practice of iman was constant in their life, constant. Once a sahabi came to Rasulullah, ya Rasulullah, my brother's stomach is very upset, you know. He's into trouble. He's got diarrhea. Rasulullah said, go and give him honey. Allah has put shifa in honey, go. So he goes and he comes. And he says, ya Rasulullah, his situation has worsened now. He's more into pain and trouble. Rasulullah said, go and give him honey. He went again, came back. Hey, ya Rasulullah, again same thing is happening. He said, the stomach of your brother is lying. Because Allah has put shifa in the honey. Go and give him honey. And he got cured. Practicing, denying the khabar, denying the nazar, you know, denying what is evident, what you can see, denying all of that, and only practicing of what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's news that he has given. Because this is iman. We did not know who Allah is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told who Allah is, you know. He explained his ma'arifat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that this is Jannat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that Jahannam is there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, so our way of understanding all of this is through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba kiram al-ajmain, my dear respected brothers, they practiced this. They went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they learned the deen. The responsibility that was given after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this ummah, me and you, my dear respected brothers. And the ulama hazrat, they explained that how the ahkam of safar came because of the khuruj of Sahaba kiram al-ajmain. Otherwise, if they were on their maqam, tayammum would not have come. They would have got water somewhere or the other way. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the khuruj of Sahaba, so many masala masail, so many things of jurisprudence, so many, you know, ahkam came, and easiness came because of khuruj of Sahaba. That if you are traveling, then if you can fast, you can fast. If you don't have to fast, you can skip it. Or if you're sick, as mentioned in the Quran, meaning more or less. If you're sick, then you complete it later. You don't have to pray 4 rakat of salat. You can pray 2 rakat because you've been traveling. The whole earth has been made pure, purified after the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He purified. Why Allah had to purify the whole earth? Why? We could have just made the masajids here and there. He said, because then how this ummah will carry their masajids on top of their heads and walk around. Because this ummah is not here to, you know, to stagnate. Is to move. Previously, all the ummahs before, they had to pray either in their churches or they had to pray in their synagogues or temples. Other places were not pure for them. It is a khas 5 things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Rasulullah, out of which one is that Allah made the whole earth pure. So go. Parindon ki duniya ka darvesh hoon main ke shahi nahi banata ashyana. You know that I am the dervish, I am the nomad of the world of the birds, you know. Because Shahi, the falcon, it does not make nests. It does not make, you know, I'm a CEO of a big company. You know, I've got fleets of cars. This is nest. The task of this ummah is not to, you know, to develop fleet of cars or to accrue, amass huge wealth and big balances. The task of this ummah, me and you, my respected brothers, is to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make khuruj, to make mehnat. This jaan, maal, waqt is an amanat, you know. Myself, my time, you know, and you know, my wealth. All of this is a trust to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have to return back. Sahaba understood it. So Sahaba kiram al-ajmain, they spent where it's supposed to be. So we are just asked to do and emulate them. This effort of da'wat, my dear respected brothers, that alhamdulillah, we, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put so much khair in this whole world, is just an emulation. It's the emulation of this effort. So inshallah, by understanding the responsibility, jamaats have been coming and going, taqazas have been, you know, so many taqazas are there. So inshallah, we, you know, put ourselves out with our jaan, maal, waqt, our time, our self and our wealth, inshallah, and fulfill these taqazas. Already, inshallah. جزاكم الله خير سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك ونشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله خير